I've never been this close to them before. But somehow, they're even cuter from up close. And since they're sleeping, I could admire them without getting caught. I can get as close as I want. Their body feels so warm underneath mine. It's just perfect. All that time, watching them from the shadows, only stirred up my feelings for them. And I can't believe that I finally got to be in the same room as them, let alone be right on top of them. I'm so glad I was able to sneak my way in. They forgot to lock all their windows tonight. But now, I could admire that pretty face of theirs. And that cute little smile. I've been so very patient, waiting for my opportunity. All the best stalks and observations I've been leading up to this very moment. I'm just lucky they're such a deep sleeper. I can get as close as I want without worrying about them waking up. Perhaps subconsciously, they enjoy having someone admire them. The blood flowing through their body sends shivers down my spine. I can even feel their heart beating steadily in their chest. And soon, that heart will only be for me. As much as I love cuddling them like this and brushing their soft face, I want to see their eyes and hear their beautiful voice up close. They might be frightened when they see me on top of them, but I've been patient enough already. Wake up, my dear. Open your eyes for me, will you? Wakey, wakey. Shh. Don't scream. Just stay silent. Understood. I won't hurt you if you stay still and stay quiet. I promise. I know you have a lot of questions, such as, who are you? What are you doing in my room? But that's not important. All you need to know is that I know a lot about you. Yes, I've been watching you for a very long time now, always keeping my eyes on you from the shadows, and I must say, I've taken quite the liking to you. Everything about you managed to grab my attention, but your body, appearance, and qualities aren't the only thing that attracted me towards you. There was another thing about you that made me become quite attached. Your scent is what made me become obsessed with you. Your blood smells absolutely delicious, flowing underneath that soft skin. I can't even begin to imagine how good it tastes. And your heart, pumping it all throughout your body, spreading it absolutely everywhere. That drove me crazy. What's with that look on your face? You seem totally oblivious as to what's happening right now. Couldn't you tell from the last few minutes? It should be pretty obvious by now. But I'm a vampire. Look. Your face went totally pale. You seem to be quite shocked. But you don't have to worry. I won't bite you just yet. I want to show you how dedicated I am to following and loving you. And now that I finally have your body right underneath mine, the time couldn't be any better. I bet you taste divine. Not like all the other people that came before you. You see, I've been waiting a very long time for this exact moment. It's just you and me, no one else. You never leave your windows unlocked. Trust me, I check. But tonight was a different story. This night was coming for a very long time. It must have been fate. This time, I can get you all to myself. This time and forever. Oh, well, yes. Of course forever. I grew very fond of you. It took me years to find someone just like you. And after all the waiting, searching, stalking, and murdering, I found you. The perfect person to be with for the rest of our lives. You're connecting the dots now, aren't you? I've seen you come back to your house ever so often with a partner by your side, making out with them and letting them into your arms. I got so jealous that I wanted to break into your house right then and there and kill your partner right in front of you to show you that I was the one meant for you. To let you know just who you belong to. Of course, you didn't even know of my existence back then. But that's besides the point. All you need to know is that I'm the one meant for you. And you're the one meant for me. Oh, don't be sad. All your partners didn't have good intentions for you. They all tried to take advantage of you. They wanted your attention. They didn't appreciate your beautiful aspects. So, they all died. One by one. I killed them all. To show you that they were not the right person for you. But now, you have me, the only person you'll ever need. Hey, don't try to struggle your way out of this. You'll hurt yourself if you do that. Do you feel that? The weight of my arms, pinning your shoulders to the bed. That's just another trait of mine. So that I know that you won't be going anywhere anytime soon. I know this must be a lot for you. This is our first time meeting, of course. But believe me when I say this is fate. To have a vampire so head over heels for you, you're actually lucky. I know secretly, you must have loved waking up to me on top of you. Vampires are naturally pretty after all. So, why don't you just give in? I promise to take really good care of you. That way, you'll never have to leave my house. Oh, come on. What's with that look on your face? Don't tell me that it's not what you've always wanted. You have me. Someone who loves you back. I would never leave your side. Even in the toughest moments. All the other people who never loved you are gone because I wanted to make them know who truly loves you. So, I want to make you mine for the rest of eternity. I want to show you the depths of my love towards you. To show you how much I've waited to finally reveal myself to be with you. To make you feel the same way about me. I want a better way to make you mine than by drinking some of your blood. To sink my fangs into your soft neck and taste your delicious blood. Leaving behind the marks where my fangs entered. Marking you as mine forever. That way, you'll know that you're mine. Mine, mine, mine. And only mine. I promise it won't hurt. In fact, it'll be the opposite. I think you'll like the feeling I'm about to give you. My fangs sinking into your pretty little throat. Are you ready, love? What's wrong? You're shaking quite a bit. It looks like you don't want to be bitten, but you don't have any other option, do you? Here, you can hold my hand if it'll make it easier on you. You have such soft skin. Your hand feels so gentle in mine. And the texture is amazing. Absolutely everything about you is like a drug to me. And I simply can't let you out of my sight. It almost feels like I can't live without your blood. Alright. Here goes. That tastes amazing. It's even better than I thought. Your neck. It looks like the marks have already started to sink into your skin. Now, you're officially mine. Mine. And no one else's. I promise that I'll never leave your side for as long as you live. I'll take good care of you. I'll feed you, clothe you, and love you. And all you have to do is love me back. And sometimes, let me drink from your blood. Alright? Now, let me hear you say it. Say that you love me. What a good boy. I'm sure if you keep following directions that well, we'll have a very peaceful eternity together. When the morning comes, we'll go to my house and start our beautiful lives together. All right? Good. Nothing will tear us apart. I love you.